Kyle Admonson's a first-rate dog trainer that breeds and trains Griffons as a specialty. I asked him about the use of shock collars. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
That's just a long arm of the law. The old days, guys did a lot of different things before shock collars. I've seen guys throw hoses. The long arm of the law just gives you that reach out, and it's basically done right. It's a shock collar as much a command as it is a correction. By the time the dog is set free, I do everything on a long lead to start. I've got a 20, 25-foot check cord that the dog drags around in the field for the first, at least 4 to 6 sessions. Once you've established that you have control of the dog, you have a great recall. When you call the dog, he comes on a run. You have your whoa work done, which you give whoa at any point you want the dog to stop. And once those two things are done, then you can really turn a dog loose and see what you have. As much as I can, I use an e-collar as a command and not a correction. It can be used as a correction, and at times it has to be, but for the most part, I try to stay away from that. That's the world of Griffon, too, because Griffon would be classified as a fairly soft dog between the ears, which to me is a really smart dog between the ears.
I used to cover dog trials when I was working for ESPN, and it entirely depended on the trainer. Some guys loved e-collars, others said, nope, I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.